To the rhythm of drums, this flotilla opens what has been called the Carnival of Hope. Gondolas and barges sail in the cold winter air, signaling that the city's most famous festival is finally back.
This parade wants to send a message to the world that Venice is alive, the carnival is here.
And so are the splendid masks, the elaborate costumes, the towering wigs.
Even if there's a bit of tension in the air, I can see that this year everybody wants to go back to normal, to go back to splendor of good times.
The festival was curtailed for 2 years by the pandemic. Now, with infections in Italy declining, restrictions are being lifted, and Venice is inching closer to what was once normal.
This is the first day we see so many people. For 2 years, as we haven't been recognized as working people, we haven't seen a euro.
People are finding escape at private parties.
We are out of the time here, out of the COVID, out of everything. It's just a fabulous night.
A centuries-old tradition that many now hope will mark the start of a brighter future. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.
Now, the biggest sporting spectacle in the US has just wrapped up. The Los Angeles Rams defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in American football Super Bowl. More than 100 million people are expected to tune in. A feature is the halftime show, which includes some of the biggest names in West Coast rap.